You've got attuned to the Midday Show at 90.3 FM KEXP in Seattle. You can find us streaming online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. Been waiting a long time to get this band live in studio on the Midday Show. I'm so excited to have Manatee Commune here. Welcome.
Thank you.
A great time of year. You have a wonderful new album out and an exciting show coming up at the Neptune Theater on December 23rd, Manatee Commune on Ice. I'm very curious to hear about that. But why don't you start us off with a couple of tracks?
Sounds great.
You're just trying to get your money's worth. You don't run.
you're not gonna get there first. I bet you slept the whole night.
That was beautiful. Manatee Commune live on KEXP. Nicely done. So nice to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Of course. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Manatee Commune is the brainchild of Grant Eady. And can you introduce this beautiful vocalist here?
Totally. This is Maria Massa. We've been working together for probably about a year now, yeah. More than that. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Gorgeous. And she's all over your new album,
absolutely.
Manatee Commune, which came out in September, which I absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you.
Grant, you have been playing music for a long time, and you are not that guy that's just up there pushing buttons and twiddling knobs. You're playing a ton of instruments, and I'm wondering how you got your start in music and what your first instrument was.
Totally. Actually, the first instrument was viola. I started playing in like fourth grade. And in middle school, viola wasn't really super cool, so I started playing guitar, to pick up chicks. a guitar just came really easy to me, and then it shortly followed that piano became like something that I truly loved, and I'm terrible at it, but I love playing it. And then I started doing music in college and kind of started doing music education, and naturally, like all the other instruments, kind of started to fall, and it was great.
It's interesting playing all those instruments. You could have gone in many directions, and maybe you were in a punk rock band or something when you were younger, but you never let go of that sort of classical training. I'm curious to know how the sound for Manatee Commune kind of evolved and came together.
Ooh, that's a good question. To be honest, I'm not totally sure. When I make music, it's a very like therapeutic experience. So it's very much like, I just kind of keep throwing out ideas until something sticks, and that kind of just naturally leads to like my own sound. It was never really a choice, to be honest. It was kind of, it's just my personality in music form. So, yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful textures and a lot of layering in your music, and you even introduce a lot of field recordings in there. And I'm curious how that all comes together. I see you playing a lot of instruments live here, and I'm imagining that you are manipulating those electronically in the studio. So what's the collage like when you're putting music together?
Oh, man, it's a mess. It's basically this little studio that's outside of my room, and it's just a massive collection of anything and everything that I can find. And I mean, sometimes when I'm trying to like, you know, maybe just like work on a song in particular, sometimes I'll step in the studio and just by opening the doorknob, I'll hear something that's like kind of interesting about that mechanism, and then I'll end up having to go record it and then use it for like drums or something like that. So it's a very like eclectic experience, but I mean, a lot of it is actually in the box. I try to keep my setup as simple as possible just because my brain is so scattered already. So just having like a laptop and, just having a laptop and like some good speakers and like a good microphone can kind of lead to some like really cool ideas. And then if I think like, oh man, this really needs like a cool melody, and I think I know what it is, then like I'll whip out a viola for a second. But it definitely isn't something that just sits with me in the studio all the time. It's kind of more of a, when I need it, I'll pull it out. But it's very stripped down, my studio setup.
And are you playing all those, I guess what you'd call samples?
Oh yeah. I can't help it. If I have somebody else do, besides vocals, because I can't sing, but if like I want to do a melody or something like that, I have a really hard time using somebody else's stuff. I like to have it for myself. That's usually where I get inspired.
There are a lot of vocals on the record, and I'm curious, you have worked with a variety of vocalists, and how do you kind of mix that in? Is that difficult for you, or?
Not really. I mean, especially working with you, it was a piece of cake. I mean, we sat down. I've worked with other vocalists where it's kind of tough, but I think Moran and I have a lot in common in terms of the writing process. I don't know. Was it tough for you?
No. I mean, we sat down in a room for like an entire day, and we just like he would show me some ideas, or I showed him ideas, mm-hmm. and then we just kind of like built from there, like things totally. Really naturally.
Like came. Garden Song was like, it was mine in the beginning, and then you kind of sang over it, and then it became like both of our own thing.
Yeah.
But then Pull Me In was you, and that was like something that you
threw
down. I
had this like voice memo thing on my phone, I think.
Yeah.
And then
it's actually still in the recording.
Oh, cool.
The voice memo, yeah.
Cool.
It's kind of the best way I can think about it is like, I've never really done the kind of producing where you have a track and then you just send it to somebody and you're just like, all right, here you go, hope for the best. My favorite way to write is to like have an idea and then kind of grow it together, and then it ends up mm-hmm. becoming like something of a new color, of a new idea. So
yeah.
Well, it sounds both beautiful on the album and here in person live in our studios. And last time you were at KEXP was a couple of years ago. I remember that in studio so well, so great. And you'd just done the sound off competition. You were going to play Bumbershoot for the first time. And it just seems like it's been a whirlwind couple of years for you. You've got to be so excited
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a great time. This is my dream, and I mean, every day it gets better and better. I'm having an amazing time.
And you've got a fun show coming up December 23rd at the Neptune Theater, Manatee Commune on Ice. I can't even tell you what that conjures up in my head. Are you just going to keep that a secret? Or you want to throw some little things out to excite people?
Well, we've had some ideas. You know, I've been really thinking about donning like a full body spandex suit and coming out on rollerblades, but...
That in and of itself, reason enough to be at the Neptune Theater.
Okay. It might happen. It might not. I don't know. We'll see.
You are locked in now in a great lineup for the show that night.
It's going to be amazing. Incredible show.
That's December 23rd at the Neptune Theater. We've got Manatee Commune live on KEXP and a couple more tracks.
My heart was once a garden where you laid your worries rest. I don't know when it started, but it must come to an end. I've got to let you go now, you've had your time. I've been needing room to grow in my love, I must follow. back to sea. I've been waiting for so long to finally be set free. Did I let it get here? How could I hold on? Was this for me to learn? So I won't go back again. No, no. I was set free. Whoa, whoa. I was set free. Whoa, whoa. I was set free. Whoa, whoa. I was set free. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Set me free. Set me free. I've been waiting for this so long.
Manatee Commune live on KEXP. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
An excellent new album out this year and a super fun sounding show Friday, December 23rd at the Neptune Theater. Now that I see you jumping around so much back there, I worry about you playing on skates.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you make your entrance and then you take them off. You do play barefoot, so.
Yeah, it's probably a good call, actually.
You probably need that connection to the ground for how active you are back there. Grant and Rhea, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us. It was amazing.
It was. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.